remained on top, hanging on as the six-cylinder turbocharged diesel engine kicked in, with a surging roar and a cloud of blue-gray smoke from the exhaust, generating nearly 300 horsepower. He put on the miniature earphones and throat mic that enabled him to communicate easily with JB, inside or outside the cacophonous steel box.
Ready, Ryan?
Ready as I'm gonna be.
Everyone else waved, Doc framed in the doorway, Jack on the porch. Mildred and Dean stood close together, turning away from a dust devil thrown up by a gust of wind. Christy stood very still, her dazzling hair blowing out behind her, one hand high above her head. The gears meshed noisily, and the LAV began to move slowly across the sandy dirt, the eight wheels leaving a complex pattern behind them. Ryan stood up on top of the slow-moving Armawag, staring around him, capturing the scene in the camera of his memory. He held on to how Christy looked, the last grin from his son, Doc flourishing the sword stick, the silver hilt catching the desert sun, Mildred punching the air, Jack's face in shadow beneath a tumbling mane of snowy hair. His friends.
Where is Trader?
What?
The sepulchral voice coming out of the blackness of midnight jerked Abe awake. He had been dreaming of a fabulous gaudy slut from Cannon City who'd been the proud and notorious owner of 60-inch breasts. The owner of the filthy gaudy, when a customer asked what her specialty was, used to reply that with a little help, she could sit up. Abe had been lying spread-eagled in a meadow of lush grass, while the whore sat astride him and lowered her breasts over his face, nearly suffocating him. It had been a good dream, and Abe was reluctant to return to real life.
What? Who said that?
Where is the man called Traitor?
The fire had long died, leaving only the ghostly residue of powdery white ashes. Abe knew that there were trees around them, mixed conifers, thicker than hairs on the back of a hog, but they were invisible. There had been a moon earlier, while he and Traitor sat around eating the chunks of charred rabbit meat, telling familiar tales to each other. Then a bank of cloud had come up from the west, dropping the temperature and leaving the bitter flavor of salt flat on the tongue from the Pacific Ocean. Traitor had warned that there might be rain before dawn. Abe felt a burning deep in his belly, which he figured came from a crock of homebrew that an old woman had sold him 2 days earlier. She'd claimed that it was real pulque, distilled south of the Grandy. It had the right slightly milky color, but it tasted of kerosene.
Traitor? That you?
The voice had sounded like Traitor's, but why in the name of Skydark would the old man be asking where he was? It didn't make much sense.
Traitor! You having some kind of black dog dream over there? Are you feeling all right, Traitor?
Where is he?
Who?
Traitor, of course, you triple stoop muty son of a bitch!
Well, you're a traitor, Traitor.
There was a long stillness. Abe waited, aware of the endless nocturnal sounds in the forest.
I know that. I know I'm Traitor Abe, for Christ's sake. Why'd you say that?
Even in the few weeks that he'd spent with Traitor after his long quest to find him, Abe had learned that the old man's temper hadn't improved with the passage of time.
Must have been dreaming, I guess.
His night vision was improving, and Abe could actually make out the shape of his companion. He saw the powerful figure sitting up, the quilted sleeping bag falling off the broad shoulders, the mop of thinning gray hair and the pale blur of the lined face, the right hand fumbling for the stock of the ever-ready Armalite at his side.
I never dream, Abe. Did I ever tell you that? Man who dreams is a soft man, and a soft man is the one you see lying under 6 feet of cold, cold ground. Ever tell you that before, Abe?
I don't believe you did.
What's the finest meal you ever ate, Abe?
That was something else about the new Traitor. He was far more occupied with the past than Abe remembered him being when he had been the scourge of the ungodly and the unrighteous, the length and breadth of Deathlands.
I don't recall. Must have been 10,000 shit meals. Not many come back as being any good.
I once had red snapper. Cooked on a little stove on a boat out of Mobile, down on the Gulf. Caught it, fried it, and ate it, all in half an hour. Sunshine on the deck, and the sea as flat as Kansas. It was the afternoon or the morning we took out that camp of stickies near a shingle beach. You recall?
I can't say I do, traitor.
Sure you do. Old Mutey, chief of the tribe, got a knife through his belly. Spilled out a piece of his gut. Oh, you gotta remember this, Abe.
Not properly, though it rings a kind of a distant bell, traitor. Go on.
Where was... Oh, yeah. Shit old bastard falls down in his panic to get away from the guns of the Warwags. Sort of snags this loop of his gut on a jagged hunk of a broken tree. Might have been a sycamore, or a pinion. Anyway, up he gets, screaming shrill like a pig at the fucking gelding.
Now the story was making sense to Abe, but he was sure it hadn't been stickies by the Gulf. His memory was that it had been a camp of scalies up in the Rockies, and the victim had been a woman, not a man. But he wasn't about to contradict Trader when he was in full flow.
Didn't notice that a part of his intestines was caught up tight as a tick. Off he runs.
The woman had been naked, breasts jiggling as she tried to get away from the withering fire from the brush around the camp. Her mouth had hung open like she was trying to swallow the world around her. Now Abe remembered it real well.
He starts trying to run for the sea. Expression on his face like the earth's turned upside down. Trips a couple of times, but he don't look down. By now the piece of stomach's around 30 feet long. Nah, 40 feet if it's an inch. I could still see the color of it. Of course, in the end, it pulled him short like he was on a cutting rope. Sat him down on his ass. With the stupidest look I think I ever saw on a man's face. He couldn't believe what had happened.
Abe remembered that Ryan Carter had put a bullet smack between the wretched woman's eyes. From the M16 he was carrying in those days.
I took my Armalite and chilled him with a single round through the middle of his piggy, muty face. Don't ever say that the traitor don't show mercy, Abe.
Oh, I wouldn't, traitor. I wouldn't.
The figure lay down again.
You reckon that Ryan and JB will come running, Abe?
Oh, we sent out enough of those messages. Only takes one to get through.
How long ago was it?
3 weeks, give or take a couple of days. The thing is, with Ryan, nobody knows where he might be. Anywhere in the Deathlands. He jumps here, there, and everywhere.
I wish you wouldn't wake me up in the middle of the rad-blasted night, Abe. Just because you want to wag your jaws chewing over the old meat.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't apologize, Abe. You know it's a sign of double weakness.
Right. We going hunting again tomorrow, traitor?
Thought we might pay a visit to that ville where the old woman sold us the poke, or whatever muty piss it was.
We don't have any jack, traitor.
Day the traitor needs jack is the day they lay the lid down on the long wooden box.
Now, what do we got to barter?
Does that answer your question, Abe?
Yeah, traitor.
So, did you say you figured that Ryan would be up here soon?
No, I can't promise it, traitor, but I'm sure that he'll come as long as he gets a message. Can't say fairer than that.
Good. Ryan was the best, you know. I always figured that he'd be the one to pick up the cards when I laid them down.
Shit doesn't always hit the bowl like you'd expect, traitor, does it?
It doesn't, Abe. Still, I gotta get some sleep. Tomorrow's another day.
Been a long time since we did this.
Too long?
I guess that what Christie says about life is right.
What?
You shouldn't ever close yourself off from trying new experiences, or reliving old ones.
JB was leaning back against one of the 8 wheels of the lav, his hands folded across his stomach, his eyes closed, behind his glasses.
I guess that's true. Mildred says change is healthy. Then the next minute she says that she likes things staying the same. Never know with women.
You can say that again, friend.
Never know with women.
Like Doc said, there's nothing like an old joke. And that's nothing like an old joke.
The morning had passed easily, both men finding it easy to pick up the threads of their close relationship. In their early days with Trader, as fiery young bloods, they had often been sent off on dangerous missions as a twosome. Later, as they rose through the Warwag hierarchy, there had been less time alone together. And more recently, since they had broken from Trader and traveled across Deathlands through the Matrans gateways, there had always been others with them.
This riding along sure gives you an appetite. Any more of that shortbread?
We keep eating at this rate.